Okay, so just to continue and finish this piece, this goes back to something that we learned by the Beis HaLevi. If you remember, by the Beis HaLevi on Gaiva, we said that the Beis HaLevi was saying that the teva of the world is if you demand respect, people lose respect. You come off looking desperate. You come off looking like undeserving. But if you instead don't, wait for other people to praise you, so then in a chanami, then you yourself will be recognized. And so that's what he's saying. Yalecha, let other people praise you. Don't demand it. Because if you demand it, then the teva of the world is that you're going to come off looking desperate and people are going to have less respect for you. And the author, who was a musmach of Yeshivas Chafetz Chaim, like myself, Rabbi Yachnis from North Miami Beach, so he tells a story that he was once accompanying the Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Henoch Leibowitz, to an appointment. And Reb Henoch was waiting, they were walking in the medical building through the lobby, and someone was impressed by the way Reb Henoch looked. And he said to him, he introduced himself, and when he asked the Rosh Yeshiva his name, so the Rosh Yeshiva responded, Henoch Leibowitz. So he said to him, what do you do? He said, I'm a melamed, I'm a teacher. And where do you teach? At a yeshiva in Queens. So Reb Henoch was not holding himself up to be, demanding the respect from this other person. So Rabbi Yachdis writes in the postscript, says, needless to say, as soon as the Rosh Yeshiva went into his appointment, I quickly whispered to the guy, that's the Rosh Yeshiva of Chafetz Chaim. But still, but the point is well taken, is that Reb Henoch was not demanding the respect himself. He wasn't degrading himself. He wasn't saying, I'm not worthy of speaking, of talking to, but he introduced himself like a regular person. I know all the time when Rabbi Reisman used to call me, so he would introduce himself, always introduce himself as Yisrael Reisman on the phone. Doesn't demand the respect. Of course, you call him Rabbi, you refer to him in the third person, you show respect, but in terms of himself, he doesn't demand the respect, and that ultimately develops an even greater respect for the person. Okay, thanks everyone. We'll finish Mitzvah Shem the Rambam tomorrow. So I'm going to leave that for tomorrow.